Chris Art reads the inscription on a wooden structure in Abosuokan, a suburb of Accra. The compound of the communal house where Chris Art is located serves as a printing workshop. Excited young men are busy screen printing 50th anniversary t-shirts and banners. Usually, only 8 people work here. However, 10 extra hands have been taken on since last week because of increased orders.
I saw tomatoes and things, but during this occasion, we decided to print some t-shirts and sell them. So we do come to this place, they print for us, then we go out and sell it.
Margaret Darkun says she sells about 100 pieces a day. She says although the profit margin is not huge, it is a good business.
If we are looking for the profit margin, it's not all that good, but the selling is going on fast. So if you sell a lot, you gain more.
Margaret, like many petty traders and street hawkers, switched to selling Golden Jubilee souvenirs as the euphoria surrounding the Independence Anniversary celebration nears. Ghanaian flags and anything in the country's national colors, red, gold, and green, is selling as both locals and visitors are in the celebration mood. The capital city, Accra, is sparkling with Ghana flags flying along many streets. Thousands of visitors, including 18 heads of state, have already arrived in Ghana. Many more are expected to arrive today, the eve of the big event. The Ghana Tourist Board says the tourism sector is a big beneficiary of the anniversary celebrations.
All hotels are really operating at high occupancy rates. A survey by the board really indicated that most hotels are running over 80% occupancy, and that's a good sign that tourism is a big beneficiary of what is happening in Ghana at the moment.
Ben Ohini Aye, spokesman for the board, says the tourism sector, one of the fastest growing in the country, is enjoying a big boost.
It has really impacted on every aspect of the industry. Service providers like hoteliers, restaurateurs, travel and tour operators, car rentals are all benefiting. They are all reaping full benefits. Service providers by way of souvenir sellers are also in good business. So the economic impact, the social impact, the cultural impact, everything is really going well for tourism.
Ghana, the former British colony of Gold Coast, was the first black African country to end colonial rule on March 6, 1957, inspiring independence movements around the continent. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。